Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Hello, everyone. This is not Dave Isaac. This is Mike Hoffman with Breaking Murphy's Law. Dave is out sick today, unfortunately. But you're in luck. You have me, and you have Ann, and we have our special guest, Brad Beatty from Farmers Insurance. But before I introduce Brad and Ann, I'd like to talk a little bit. And first of all, I'll ask, what is Murphy's Law? What can go wrong will go wrong. The point of our show, Breaking Murphy's Law, is to help you to minimize the impact of Murphy's Law in your lives and businesses. We want to defeat Murphy's Law. We want to overcome Murphy's Law. We want to help you break Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law breaks you. We want to give people advice, inspiration, and tools that will help them in life and business. Really, we want to help you and give you ideas that will help you to achieve your own personal potential. In the words of the great coach John Wooden, success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction and knowing that you made the effort to become the best that you are capable of becoming. Note, he never stressed winning. He stressed doing your best. Well, the purpose of this show is to help you to do your best, and especially don't let Murphy's Law stand in the way of giving your best. So again, today we have Brad Beatty on our show. He has a very interesting background, both in insurance field and in real estate. But first, I'd like to start and talk about our opening theme. Like always, I'll start the show with a few comments in order to introduce our theme for today. We have talked about using a social support circle to achieve success and thereby defeat Murphy's Law. We talked about the idea that it is important to surround yourself with positive, energetic people. A social community allows you to do two things, both to succeed with the help of others, then to become a source of hope for others by sharing your success and even becoming a coach, mentor, or teacher yourself to others. This creates a social circle of support. In the words of Jim Rohn, the success philosopher and mentor of Tony Robbins, don't join an easy crowd. Join a successful crowd where the expectations are high and the payoff is great. Achieving your goals and success in your life means you have to do it by yourself, but you can't do it alone. What a paradox. You have to do it by yourself, but you can't do it alone. Your environment, your physical and social environment, is a critical success factor. You must protect your environment and surround yourself with positivity. Associating with negative people and places can be a direct cause of failure. Associating with positive people and places can be a direct cause of success. Get around people who are charged with positive energy. Emotions and attitudes are contagious. Enthusiasm is contagious. Success is contagious. Unfortunately, so is negativity and failure. Surrounding yourself with the right people helps you to generate thoughts and behaviors you need to lead to success, to your success. Worthwhile accomplishments often require facing discomfort and pain, so it makes it even more important to have the support of the right people. One area where we definitely want to surround ourselves with the right people is in the workplace. The first step for a company to take on the path from good to great is to get the right people on the bus. One such company is Zappos.com. This company was started in 1999 as an online provider of shoes. By 2008, less than 10 years later, this company had grown to $1 billion in sales and was bought by Amazon for approximately $1 billion. One big component of this company's success was to take time to define the company values and culture and to make it the biggest criteria for hiring that particular potential, to make that the biggest criteria for hiring potential employees in order to make sure they were a good fit into the company culture. Many very well-qualified candidates have been turned down, even though they could have helped the company, just because they did not fit the corporate culture. Now, I'm going to read something from their website, and I pulled it off today. As we grow as a company, it has become more and more important to explicitly define the core values from which we develop our culture, our brand, and our business strategies. These are the 10 core values that we live by. 1, deliver wow through service. 2, embrace and drive change. 3, create fun and a little weirdness. 4, be adventurous, creative, and open-minded. You like that one.
Yeah.
5, pursue growth and learning. 6, build open and honest relationships with communication. 7, build a positive team and family spirit. 8, do more with less. 9, be passionate and determined. And 10, be humble. So our beliefs shape our thoughts translate into action, and the actions produce results. When we have the right beliefs and thoughts, we have the desire, energy, and enthusiasm to follow through with our actions. This is an area where surrounding ourselves with the right people is key. Sometimes it takes a tremendous amount of positive energy, optimism, and enthusiasm to stick to the plan and be consistent. That's where having a strong social support network comes into play. What better way is there to have a strong support network than to work with people who have similar values? That's what Zappos did. So the greatest corporations own their success to getting the right people. Winning teams in any sport get the best players and do the best job of player development. At General Electric, Jack Welch had the philosophy that the head of HR was the most important person in the company along with the CFO. People are not the most important asset. The right people are. Getting the right people around you is a never-ending process. If this is true for successful corporations headed by the most talented graduates of the most prestigious universities, and if it is true for winning college and professional sports teams, you have to believe it is true for you and me. Now let's get on with the show. Okay, so Brad, welcome to our show. This is Brad Beattie. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Brad?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you both for allowing me to come on the show today. I've never done this before, so it's quite exciting to be over the air. Just to let people know, how I know and qualify a little bit why I'm here. As a farmer's insurance agent, we've worked with your company, ServiceMaster, and more specifically disaster professionals, and obviously yourself and Ann, who have most definitely become part of our business social circle. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely something we attribute, a lot of our success to is being able to provide those services, whether it be directly through our agency or indirectly through our associations and resources. You guys have always done an unbelievable job passing on that friendly, service-oriented attitude and then executing on those same values and taking our clients' hand, walking them through difficult processes that often we encounter, obviously, in the insurance agency. So thank you both for allowing me to be here, and thank you for being part of our circle.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Ann, why don't you tell us about yourself today? Are you having a good day, Ann?
Yes, I am.
Good. And you just got back from your vacation?
Yes, I did.
And where'd you go?
San Francisco.
So you recommend San Francisco this time of year?
Yes, I do. Okay. Perfect weather.
All right. Good.
Unusual perfect weather.
Yeah. Well, I'm jealous, boy. But you're back.
Yes,
it's nice to have you back, Ann.
Back and ready to go.
All right. Good. So you have any questions for Brad?
Well, let's see.
I got you on the spot here. You can ask next.
Well, Mike's putting Ann on the spot here. Mike and I agreed prior to the show that we were going to make sure that she had her equivalent portion of talk time on this particular show today.
My job is to take care of Brad's clients the best that I can, make sure everything goes smoothly and on time and to top notch.
That's right, and that's exactly what you do. And to go back a little bit more about us, you know, Mike and I were talking before the show, and unfortunately, Dave, being sick, was unable to be here, but we had a conference call with him, and that was the first opportunity I had to speak with Dave, and he was asking about some of my background and wanted me to, you know, share with you the experience of how I became a farmer's agent. We're actually a long-standing agency, longer than most, in the Valley. I'm a second-generation farmer's agent. My parents actually started the agency either the year I was born or the year after I was born. So I actually grew up in the insurance industry. I consider farmer's insurance to be really a family to me. My district manager, who was obviously my father's as well, is more like an uncle. I know most of the executives in the company, many of the claim reps. Obviously, things have changed. The people have changed over the last 30 years, but we still maintain that feel. And it's fun for me to talk to some of our customers that we've had that have known me since I was born. And my parents used to have, you know, a picture of my brother and I in the office, you know, when I think we were probably maybe 3 and 5. And I still have clients ask me today, do you guys still have that picture of you kids still hanging on the wall? Which, of course, we don't.
But, oh, no.
But your mom is awesome.
She is, you know, so let's definitely throw that out. I think she's probably listening, not throw it out as in throw it in the trash, but throw it out there. I think she's listening today. I think she was going to hop online and try and catch a portion of the show. But you're right. She is awesome, and she's a keystone fixture in the agency. And also that's part of what differentiates us is they can call and ask for Brad or ask for Melba. Mm-hmm. You know, and
Melba's your mother.
It is.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Melba's my mother, and she's
Melba. Brad's being a good boy. He's giving a good plug for you, and he means it. He's being genuine here.
Absolutely, I do. Well, and you know what? Our customers will vouch for it as well, because Melba's the mom of all moms. Not only is she my mom, but I think a lot of our customers feel that way as well. Mm-hmm. Which is particularly useful in the insurance industry. You know, a lot of the phone calls that we get on a daily basis, and this fits right into the theme of this show, the phone calls that we get on a daily basis aren't necessarily because people are having a great day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody's had an incident, whether it be as something as simple as a minor fender bender in a parking lot, or maybe somebody's house is burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're able to call either myself or Melba, you know, and discuss those things, and they know that Melba's going to be there, you know, not only from a business standpoint, but from a social standpoint. Mm-hmm. They've been a client for 30 years. They've been a client for 10 years. They've been a client for 6 months. It doesn't matter to her, and that's really the philosophy that we've tried to carry. And as we continue growing in our agency and bringing on more people into the agency, we want to try and strive as much as we can to keep that caring family feeling that really she has provided, you know, to all of our customers for so many years.
So that's probably been a theme with the agency since your father started it, correct?
Well, sure. You know, as a family agency, I think inherently when you become an agent or when you start your own business, the first place you always start are friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first year or so, your business is built of friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you start your marketing efforts to reach out to a broader base, you know, you start to bring on, you know, just the unknown names, and sure enough, they're incorporated into that family. And we really take that attitude with our customers. You know, it really differentiates us not only from the big companies, the big 800 number companies, the dot-coms, but, you know, the other insurance agencies that haven't been so ingrained in the community. you know, especially Maricopa County. And not to say that we don't do insurance. We're actually statewide. We do insurance down all the way to South Yuma, as north of Kingman. You know, we're statewide.
And, well, I'm sure you have many people, many of your policyholders probably have more than one home, correct?
Absolutely.
And they insure their vacation homes up in the mountains or wherever with you also?
They do. They absolutely do. And we're definitely a vacation home state. You know, we have a lot of second homes that are up in Pine Top, Flagstaff. I was actually dealing with one of our clients that has a second home, beautiful log home up in Young, Arizona. So it's really, really nice. As you mentioned, I also do a little bit of real estate, which kind of incorporates into that as well. A good friend of mine and a now business partner and I decided a couple years ago when the economy crashed to, I don't really want to use the word take advantage of, but certainly seize an opportunity.
It was the time to buy.
It was a great time to buy. Not that we're still not in that time, but I'm going to say 24 months was even better.
Well, I think Warren Buffett said something to the effect, if you see a bunch of people running toward an investment, run away from it. If you see a bunch of people, if everyone's running away, that's the time to look forward to, you know, to investigate that investment.
That's right. I was actually, my real estate partner taught me that, and the term for that, and I believe he coined Warren Buffett on the fact that he used the term a contrarian. So if everybody's running, turn it, run into it, turn and run the other way. But so you know, again, staying with the theme of the show, I think, you know, even in difficult times, you know, 24 months ago, employment was higher, property values continuing to fall. You know, just I think there was a sense of is this recession ever going to end? And your quotes that you gave prior to the show fit so perfectly in trying to seize that opportunity, and by having those people around us, and I can point to my business partner in real estate. I can point to the mentors that I have in the insurance agency to help push us forward to try and find those opportunities when things seem desperate or difficult in the traditional sense, or in the sense of, you know, being able to do what we're used to doing. As you mentioned, we always have to change. Constant change.
Right. I think life is an ongoing transformation.
Absolutely.
And transformations aren't always that easy, but they're important. We all need to do that.
Very uncomfortable. Change is just is a very uncomfortable thing. But you're right. You know, we're doomed. And I'm reading a fantastic series of books right now. Most of the listeners out there have probably read it. I'm a little behind the times. But Michael Gerber's got a series of books out there, the E-Myth series. And I've really inundated myself in his series. I've recently completed the E-Myth Revisited, and now working my way through E-Myth Mastery. And it talks about all those things, trying to reinvent yourself, continuously observing, making sure that you're awake and alert, educating yourself, and constantly evolving and changing to the marketplace. Because if you don't, you will decay, for
right.
sure.
Yeah, things, what you can make the best slide rule in the world, and no one's going to buy it, right? And that's how you just need to adapt to where the needs are.
That's right. Yeah, and the slide rule, you can use it in 1975. I don't think there's many people using the slide rules today.
No.
Yeah, Texas Instruments probably not turning a whole lot of those out these days.
So I think when we come back from our break, we'll be talking talking more about, you know, interacting with our customers and with the environment. And I'm going to ask you to think about the question, have you ever gone to a customer service website and looked for a phone number and couldn't find one? So we'll talk about that when we get back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing Service Master Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know Service Master Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. And just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Okay, and we are back here with Breakthrough Thinking and Breaking Murphy's Law with Dave Isaac. Oh, but he's not here today. He's sick. And Mike Hoffman. So today, again, we have our guest, Brad Beatty, farmer insurance agent and real estate investor, as well as Ann Husky, customer service rep and marketing person for Service Master by Disaster Professionals. So anyway, I mentioned right before the break, as we were segueing into the break, that, you know, maybe you've looked at a website sometime and you wanted to call a customer service number and you can't find a phone number anywhere. And I was thinking about that for two reasons. One, you know, Brad was talking about the interaction that his policyholders have with him and Melba and the crew in the office. And, you know, that is so important. I will tell you, in my business, the phone is the lifeline. But it's not just a lifeline for my business. It's a lifeline for my customers also. And there are just so many times when you feel like you just need to talk to someone. And a lot of businesses out there that are out there working, you know, working through the Internet, marketing their services and selling their services through the Internet, a lot of times they don't even have a phone number to call. Now, that's one of the interesting things about Zappos is they make their phone number very easy to find, and they encourage people to call. And they actually don't have any time limit for – they don't measure how long people are on the phone or with their customer service reps, and they don't give their customer service reps any kind of particular script. They just tell them, just do what you think's the right thing to do to take care of the needs of the customers. And I think that's great, you know, in your business, Brad, that after all this time, your business still embraces that, even with all this Internet stuff and social media and let's do everything online approach. You know, what do you think about that?
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And, you know, our agency really embraces that personal touch. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want people to feel like they need to, you know, click a link or have to email us in order to get a call back within 24 or 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can certainly call our office at any time. And I would encourage you, if you're out there listening and you haven't thought about your insurance in some time, you know, feel free to give us a call, give our agency. Please feel free to speak with any of our staff, myself, Melba, Jennifer, and Mike Norris. You can speak with any of us.
Oh, and how would they get hold of you? Is there a phone number they could call?
There absolutely is. Our phone number is 480-991-4621. Again, that's area code 480-991-4621. And I encourage you to give us a call. Even if you just have general insurance questions, we'd be happy to help. We'd certainly be willing to set up a time to do a personal insurance review, something that really, I think, differentiates us from those, the bigger companies and the mass marketing companies and many other agencies. You know, it's interesting. I was talking with our new employee today, and I was going through some of the coverages on auto and home insurance, and it is just really perfect for the Murphy's Law, you know, and trying to fend that off before it breaks you, because insurance is one of those things that you really can do to protect yourself from the unknowns, so that when disaster strikes or when something happens, you're not going to be. I just saw you cringe. Did I just use
No.
the, did I just use a competitor's?
No, I don't.
I think
so.
It, okay. When a big storm hits, when a hailstorm comes through, you know, when you are rear-ended or when you've hit somebody else, you're going to know that you have the right coverage. You're going to know what coverages you have and what you're going to be responsible for. And I think that's really important, an important part of people's lives to protect themselves from those big losses, those big deals that can really be devastating, mm-hmm. both financially and emotionally. You know, and I was talking about specific coverages on a homeowner's policy as I was doing some training this morning, and she says to me, "Wow, this is getting me to think about what I have on my homeowner's insurance policy, because most people, they knew when they first bought their house, but they don't, you mm-hmm. know, if I would ask 9 out of 10 people that I asked wouldn't be able to tell me whether or not they have or what the limit of jewelry is, underlying yeah. limit. If they don't, you know, insure their wedding ring, if that gets stolen, what's going to be covered? How much?
So what is the typical limit on jewelry?
Well, it depends. Obviously, if you've covered it with a jewelry floater or a jewelry rider, obviously mm-hmm. it would be what we
full value.
Yeah, the
full value. But generally, mm-hmm. it's what, 2,500.
Right. Yeah, 2,500 typically, right. Either 1,000 or 2,500 per article, and then you typically have an aggregate max as well. So maybe
right.
5,000 total. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you know, I know there's a lot of women running around town and a lot of men running around town with nice wedding rings and Rolex watches,
mm-hmm. and they have no clue to insure it.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. You go to a hotel and that thing gets stolen. Mm-hmm. You come back to the room after it's been clean and it's gone. Mm-hmm. You call your insurance company and they tell you you've got $1,000 or $2,500 right. in coverage for your $25,000 Rolex. Mm-hmm. You know, that's Murphy's Law biting you pretty good.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
a
lot of times I think, is this possible? You know, someone, they're 25 years old, they buy insurance, then time passes, and all of a sudden they're 30 years old or older.
Of course.
Maybe they've acquired more things during that time period.
You bet.
You know, and I think that happens with anyone throughout their life.
Sure.
Or you upgrade your home.
Yeah, you've got to upgrade your home. You've got to upgrade your contents coverage. Mm-hmm. Even more importantly, as you age and you upgrade in your lifestyle and your wealth accumulation, a lot of people, when they think about their auto insurance, they think about what their deductible is. Mm-hmm. They think about whether they have towing or glass coverage.
Mm-hmm.
They may very well still have that same liability limit of 15, 30, and 10, the very same limit that we've mm-hmm. required since the 80s. However, if they cause an accident and they find themselves to be at fault, but now they're, instead of making you know, whatever minimum wage was when they took their auto policy out, $425, and now they're making $150,000 a year, they could very well find themselves in a lawsuit. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's important not only to review those contents coverages on your homeowner's policy mm-hmm. and your building ordinance coverage, but the liability limits on your auto insurance policy. And one of the mottos our agency is, Is that a time limit?
No. My phone, I forgot to put it on buzz.
One of our
usually Dave does that. I guess I'm taking his place on the show. My phone's interrupting us this time.
But okay, got it. Well, you're running things today.
So. Yeah, that's right.
But our motto, one of the mottos in our agency is we want to protect yourself from what's going to ruin your life, not your day.
Wow, that's really key. That's gold.
It is.
Really important.
You know, and so many people are more concerned, and this is maybe just food for thought as you think about your breakthrough thinking and trying to prevent disasters from really destroying not only your day but your life. Consider what your priorities are. Are you concerned whether or not you end up having to pay a rental car bill? Mm-hmm. Or are you concerned about whether you're going to have enough coverage in the event that you do cause an accident and end up injuring somebody so that a court isn't awarding your wages to be garnished or your savings to be depleted in order to pay out and make somebody else whole?
I would like to be working for my own retirement and for myself and not for someone else.
That's exactly
what happens
right.
to people.
But it is.
Now, I'm sure you've seen cases where of Murphy's Law in action. Could you kind of talk about some of those?
Certainly. Let me give you a perfect example that I used this morning. Murphy's Law, and we'll go ahead and tie right back into insurance, or we'll tie into the real estate investing. I think a lot of these things are certainly choices that we have made based on, whether it's, selfishness or what have you, that later put us in a position that, we're going to be harmed and just bad for everybody all around. But for instance, one of the coverages that I always recommend and put on every one of our policyholders on their homes, whether it be a rental property or a primary residence, is called building ordinance coverage. Hmm. And let's go back to the 2010, October 5th, 2010 hailstorm. You have you've been paying your homeowner's insurance premiums for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Hailstorm comes, pitch your roof to the point where it's destroyed. You're not concerned. You've got homeowner's insurance. Sure, you'll probably have to pay a $500 or $1,000 deductible. Mm-hmm. But next thing you know, the insurance company's telling you that your house had a half-inch plywood underlayment, where in 2012 you're going to have to replace that with 3/4 inch. If you don't have a particular coverage called building ordinance coverage, which pays for those increased costs due to building code change over the years, for instance, if you have a house in Park Scottsdale that was built in 1960 and the roof needs to be replaced, you better have building ordinance coverage or you're going to get stuck holding the bill for the for the underlayment, where the insurance company will pay for the new shingles, but they're not going to pay for that new plywood, which is half the cost of a roof.
Right. So, I mean, these homes here are 20, 30, 40 years old, and building codes have changed a lot in
Absolutely.
20, 30, 40 years. And if we have not changed our insurance policy to go along with that, we could be in trouble, huh?
You bet. Or at least reviewed the coverage and had a confidence in a professional that was at least going to advise you that coverage exists.
Hmm.
Now, as an insurance professional, our job isn't to tell you what you need. It's to educate you on what is available.
Okay.
Obviously, there is a balance that every consumer has to make, every insurance consumer has to make from a standpoint of making sure they have enough coverage at the same time trying to keep their premiums affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that balance that you always have to make. What's enough coverage? What's enough liability? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. You could end up being at fault in an accident that's beyond your wildest dreams. You never thought you'd be the one that, hit somebody or hit some person even worse because you were texting. Those types of things.
And that's a big issue now.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, wow, you're seeing that?
Oh, we do see it. Mm-hmm. We do see it not only with the younger people, which you'd think as well.
Mm-hmm.
You see that a lot with people, our age. I think I've seen some commercials out there where they say vow not to text and sign the vow. I love it.
Yeah, boy.
I find myself being tempted to do it, texting, typing emails on my phone. Uh-huh. Boy, this is urgent. This is a client that I got to get back to. I'd really be tempted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in my profession, I'm a little bit more aware of it. But sure, we see some devastating losses come through, you know, not just to property, but to people as well. So again, I do encourage you to please reach out to our agency. If you haven't had a review on your insurance, whether it be auto insurance, home, life, your business as well, we provide business and workers' comp insurance, flood insurance, health insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield. So please give us a call at 480-991-4621. Speak with myself or any of our staff. We'd love to do a full review for you. And we can save you some money, great. If not, we might be able to at least put you in a place where you're comfortable knowing what you have. Exactly right. And that's really the key, is not being blindsided in the event of a loss.
Yeah, and make an informed choice. That's really important. So I think we'll pick up with this after the break. But so far, we're just having a great conversation here with Brad Beatty from Farmers Insurance. And are we going on the break, Tom? I think we're headed toward the break in just a second. Oh, yeah, here's our break music. Okay.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And we're back with Breakthrough Thinking and Breaking Murphy's Law with Dave Isaac. Oh, but he's not here. Oh, and Mike Hoffman. Oh, I'm here. And we've got Brad Beatty and Ann Husky with us here today. So we've been talking about Murphy's Law in the context of insurance. But, Brad, you're very involved with real estate also. You want to just talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Again, over the last couple of years, a good friend of mine and a partner have picked up a modest portfolio of investment properties. Mm-hmm. And it was obviously something I was a little nervous about mm-hmm. jumping into since I didn't have any experience in it.
Hmm.
And I think that is something that we can really talk about from a standpoint of those social circles that you were mentioning as the show was starting.
Mm-hmm.
I hear people every day tell me, when I talk to them about the landlord or real estate investing business, that's probably one of the worst jobs I've ever had, being a landlord. That was something I wanted to try, and it sounds great, but I tell you what, it's not for me. That's really difficult.
So is that because people get into a game they can't win?
You know, absolutely not. No, I really think that the main reason is for that going into that half-cocked, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
not understanding, not educating themselves before they do it, just jumping into something because they saw that you could pick up a house for $50,000, where at one point it was $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
How
could you go wrong doing that?
That's right.
Why?
Yeah. And so next thing you know, they pick up a house and they work through the rehab, which usually beats them up pretty good if they don't have the right people around them or the right coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get panicky because now they've got a mortgage payment on that house and they've been vacant for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown it to a number of different tenants who didn't like it. And then finally somebody shows up, loves it, has a wad of cash, and the deal's sealed. Mm-hmm. There was no background check. There was no credit report. There was no prior tenancy verification. There was no income verification on those things.
Wow.
Which, again, it seems ridiculous. It seems the story that I'm painting is not real.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, it is more real than
Very
you think.
Real.
And, mm-hmm. So when somebody ends up where their house was trashed or their belongings, their appliances were stolen, the house wasn't cared for the way they thought it was going to be cared for, the lease was never completed,
mm-hmm.
Is certainly no surprise. It could have almost been anticipated. So I think when we talk about those social circles, I've been very fortunate in having the right people around me that have the experience and the know-how
mm-hmm.
in saying, you know, this is a great business. This is a wonderful business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily an easy business, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it the right way, I can certainly tell you that it is a wonderful business. We have great relationships with our tenants.
Mm-hmm.
We choose our tenants, and we want them to choose us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use a management company. Not that all management companies out there are bad. I think there's some very good management companies out there.
Right.
But at the same time, nobody's going to care for your property. Nobody's going to care for your leases the way you are.
Right.
So there's that vested interest. So we're very thorough in our rehabs, knowing how to try to defer that maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, do we just buy a house that's got a, barely functioning air conditioning unit and rent it out that way? Well, a lot of people do. You know, if it's anywhere close to on the edge, it gets replaced.
Right.
If we can't afford to replace it, then it's not the right house for us.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know? And I think, again, just working through those in a logical fashion by having the right people around you
mm-hmm.
to coach you and say, these are the mistakes we've made. And then again, being an imperfect human being,
right.
Have certainly broken our own rules from time to time.
Oh,
and you know what happens when you break your own rules?
You do.
You absolutely do.
So that's kind of like getting experience, right?
Yeah. I guess it's called growing up.
I like that expression, I avoid mistakes through my experience. I got my experience through my mistakes.
I love it.
So, but let's not make too many mistakes.
That's right. As Melba used to tell me when I was a kid, she just used to say, when it comes to the big things, just don't screw up.
Yeah.
And there's certain things, and I'm not going to mention exactly what they are, but there are certain things as your children grow up that obviously, and being a father now, I certainly can appreciate even more.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain life-changing events that, you really just don't want to screw up.
Right.
That make these things, look trivial. The things
Very
that we
true.
Talk about.
Wow. So you think it's still a good time to be investing in real estate in Phoenix?
I think it is. I think that there's opportunity out there. There's certainly been more competition. It depends on who you listen to. But I think as we look back over the last 2 years to see the dollar figure that we purchased our first house at mm-hmm. or even our fifth house at, is mind-boggling to me. So things have changed that quickly, and we're still not anywhere close to where we were back at the peak of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're all becoming anxious to see a recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember what's short-term, long-term, and that can be different for each person. But right. as we look at this thing, say 20 years from now, my gosh, if you look at the values of the homes where they are today, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, there's certainly ample opportunity to continue doing that. Now, obviously, you have to be careful. I'm not a huge fan of speculating.
Right.
You know, putting yourself in a difficult position where you're really going to be redlining it, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and not being able to meet your obligations if, in fact, you have 30 days of vacancy.
Right.
Probably not a good idea. There's mm-hmm. a lot of competition out there on the mm-hmm. rental homes. We've seen a softening of the rents.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Sure. Mm. It's not been huge, and I don't think it's going to be a permanent thing.
Uh-huh.
But we have seen a softening of rents just because of the number of rental homes that have come onto the market.
Really? Okay.
I think that will obviously wash out and come back to more of an equilibrium mm-hmm. probably sooner than we think.
And I think more people can afford something now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other way to invest, which we haven't done a whole lot of this, but certainly you can amplify your return by taking financing. We were lucky enough to be mm-hmm. able to make our acquisitions either via cash equity. We have taken a little bit of debt
mm-hmm.
on some of these, more of an untraditional debt financing mm-hmm. than traditional bank financing. You can certainly amplify your return and still make a reasonable rent return,
mm-hmm.
Which obviously that is what I'm talking about when mm-hmm. I say that return is going down when the rent's soft. If you're cash on cash, you're probably not concerned about it. You don't have a debt obligation to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
But with, my gosh, these mortgage rates that we see today.
It's, yeah, incredible.
Even mm-hmm. on investment properties,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm not a mortgage really? Expert. But, again, that's part of our circle from the insurance business. We work with a lot of loan officers. We have a huge network of people that we can refer out, when it comes to our existing clients that need to refinance. We have trusted loan officers from trusted companies that we've mm-hmm. worked with for many, many years, much as we've worked with you.
Oh, good, good. Well, it's all about getting the right people, surrounding
yourself
with
is.
The right people.
You betcha.
So do you see any parts of the valley that look better than other parts as far as the real estate market goes?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm really the perfect person to ask there. We threw a little bit of a dart and decided to invest in an area that we were just more familiar with and comfortable
mm-hmm.
With. I know, obviously, certain parts of the valley were hit harder than others.
Right.
And investors have certainly swarmed those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the homes that we purchased are in the West Valley, the Northwest Valley, Glendale, pushing towards Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's been excellent opportunity in the Southeast Valley, the Mesa, Chandler, Gilberts, and those values have mm-hmm. really gone back up. Very desirable, beautiful neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There has been, and I do have friends and associates that have done a little bit of investing in the outskirt boom, prior boom areas, the Maricopas, mm-hmm. the Buckeyes, the Surprises, but I don't think those have probably been swarmed on quite as much as
right.
as the West Valley or maybe some of the Southeast Valley.
Well, for me personally, the houses that are very far from downtown when you get to the outlying areas, I feel very, well, one, it's kind of far away from everything, but
sure.
two, you know, you've got wild card factors like the price of gasoline.
Absolutely.
That can really, you know, if the price of commuting goes way up, that could be a negative factor for you.
That's a very interesting statement, because that was a big factor that we used when we decided to pick our location, and we decided to try and stay as close as we can as inside of that Loop 101 on the West Valley
mm-hmm.
because we did see a huge influx of tenants as they, for instance, foreclosed or short sold their homes in those further outlying areas
uh-huh.
trying to come back into the valley to not only decrease their cost of living as far as getting rid of those big mortgage payments
mm-hmm.
on an upside-down home, but very much the cost of gas, the cost of fuel,
right.
and even just the time.
The drive.
Just mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
I know that the Valley's made big improvements, especially on that I-10 heading west out to Buckeye. But, I've certainly seen bumper-to-bumper traffic and trying to head west out to some of the outlying areas in rush hour or first thing in the morning can be very, very difficult.
Right, right. So how do you see the real estate market changing this the last couple of years and then maybe going forward?
Well, you know, again, you're putting me on the spot a little bit in an area that I'm probably not the most qualified to answer. But just as a consumer that has dabbled in the field, obviously over the last 24 months, we have seen things just absolutely explode, more particularly maybe in the last 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
The inventory that we have been seeing, and please don't quote me and use this as a statistic, but we've seen the inventory of those homes in that target range, which was really the single-family residence, you know, three or more bedroom, two-bathroom, one-and-a-half to two-bathroom homes. The inventory has gone from when we first started acquiring probably a year's worth of inventory, and the last time we looked, we were actually calculating about a week's worth of inventory.
Yep.
Wow.
It has
wow.
become that competitive, which obviously, with the nature of supply and demand, is driving those prices up and continues to drive those prices up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say that it's investors that are driving that, and I think to a certain degree that's true. I've heard the recent figure that 30% of home purchases right now are investors, and that's probably accurate. But at the same time, I don't think we're doing something unhealthy to the market because as those investors liquidate, one, we're not all going to liquidate at the same time. Some of us may never liquidate. And then as we do liquidate, those homes have become refurbished. I mean, we've done a lot of nice, the houses that we've purchased in the neighborhoods that we purchased in, they're just assets to the neighborhood.
Right.
They're beautiful homes now. They have new roofs, new paint jobs, new AC units. You know, they're not vacant. They're occupied by good people, you know, that enjoy the neighborhood, enjoy the home. So I think as long as we continue along those lines, we're going to continue to see that growth. I'll tell you what the number one factor that I always watch is, and being in the insurance business, I am very close to a lot of mortgage companies and home builders. And I would hazard to guess you guys are all starting to notice the new home building signs start to pop back up.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're starting to see the Meritage Homes and the Elliott Homes and the Pulte Homes signs starting to go back up. So what that tells me is we're reaching a point where at least these homes are selling at build cost. And we were purchasing these homes well under build cost, and that didn't even include the land. So now that these new home builders are starting to go back out there and build, well, they spend millions and billions of dollars on market research, and they're not going to build home if they don't think it's going to sell.
Right.
Sure.
So
that's a very encouraging sign for the economy and for the Phoenix area,
I certainly hope so. I really do. And again, my father used to say, as long as it's cold and snowy back east, the economy in Arizona is going to be just fine. And I really believe that.
Well, maybe the waves from Hurricane Sandy will wash some people over here. We'll see.
There you go.
I kind of wouldn't be surprised if some people back there are thinking,
enough.
And maybe it's time to move to a nicer climate. But that's one of the nice things about Phoenix. No earthquakes, no hurricanes. You know, we're kind of short on natural disasters here.
I would totally agree. Unless you call oven...
120
oven-sized heat.
That's a natural phenomenon of some type.
To us,
like a hair dryer.
Yeah, to us Phoenicians, it's just another day.
So, wow. So it seems, you know, we were talking with Dave before the show about thinking above, and he loves to talk about this, thinking above your own self-imposed limitations. You know, and always seeing that there's an opportunity out there. And we kind of touched on that with Warren Buffett and all that, and kind of like looking within ourselves. And, you know, it kind of helps to have other people around you that are the same mindset and kind of can help lift you up.
Exactly.
But I don't know if you could want to talk about that in your own business, whether it's insurance or real estate.
Sure. Well, I actually, prior to coming onto the show this morning, I met with another agent who has become a friend, and we're tossing around marketing ideas, growth ideas, retention ideas, customer service ideas, you know, figuring out how to continue evolving, innovating. In any industry right now, whether it be insurance or whether it be in restoration or anything else, you're always going to have those negative people, those people that are always seeing, you know, the economy's bad and there's not enough customers and everybody's leaving or this or that. You know, you can find an abundance of that. But when you do find the colleagues that you can connect with that are willing to say, okay, you know, what are we going to do in order to keep growing? What are we going to do in order to continue to provide our customers with something different and better than the competition in order to keep our retention better than the average?
Five minutes.
Okay. It's fun because you wake up and it's, you know, maybe you got beat up the day before, and if you can have lunch with somebody like that, it's really uplifting.
Right.
You know, so he and I are facing some challenges within the industry that we're trying to work around and say, how are we going to do this?
Right.
You know, we're not getting out of the insurance business.
Oh, good.
So what are we going to do?
Well, again, discomfort
and
pain.
It's the personal touch, too. You offer that.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people like that.
Exactly. So we're not going to roll over and lay down and die. We're going to continue to work through. And you're right. It's difficult to see things change, whether it's the market that has made you shift. Have you ever read the book, Who Moved My Cheese?
A long time ago. Kenneth Blanchard, right?
Yeah, and it's almost like a child's book, you know? But sometimes it's just those very simple lessons, you know? The mouse's cheese was moved. You know, and he was all upset about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then he found his new path to an even more abundant source of cheese. And, you know, we feel the same way. You know, it's difficult sometimes, but as we work through them, we have to keep those people, because you're right, we have to do it alone, but we can't do it by ourselves.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, we get discouraged because we're feeling pain, we're feeling discomfort, we're scared, but a lot of times that means we're on the right track. And you really got to really assess the situation as it really is in order to move forward. That's just the way it is.
Sure.
You know, you got to define, you can call it defining the problem. The 12-step program is admit you have a problem. That's the first step.
Sure.
But really to know what you're facing is really the first step in making that transformation or improving yourself or whatever you want to call it, whether it's improving your business or your own personal life.
Absolutely.
So, boy. And then, boy, I was thinking about something else with the values. You know, the values within the company are really super important. And that it sounds like, you know, within your own office, you have a culture of family values.
We really do, and it's very different because there's many farmers agents, and I think every farmers agent has a different culture. And we take huge pride, and we're very proud of the culture that we have and the relationship that we have with our clients. And I think that it's funny. We'll have new people come over. Before we even discuss price, you know, the clients are already clients because they know we're going to take care of them. We're going to be competitive price-wise. We might not be the very cheapest, but we're going to take care of you. We're going to assess your values correctly. And we're going to be sure that, you know, we're doing the right thing by you, not the right thing by our agency pocketbook or our personal pocketbook. And I think that's a maybe a stigma that our industry has gotten. They're just worried about making a sale where that's not the right thing. And that's another little thing. You know, I mean, just you got to make sure you do the right thing. And sometimes that's hard.
Well, I'm sure you're in it for the long haul. You're not going to get rich off of one policy holder there.
That's exactly right.
Not off of two or three, but it's over time working with people and doing the right thing that pays off.
Absolutely.
So now, Brad, again, how do people get hold of you?
Sure, absolutely. We've got a number of ways that you can reach us. Obviously, the old-fashioned way by phone is the most fun, and that's 480-991-4621, 480-991-4621. You can also reach us on our website. If, in fact, you're one of those night owls and you want to shoot us an email or you want to get a quote online, you can do that. And you can just go to www.bdinsurance.com. And our last name is Beattie, spelled B as in boy, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, D as in David, Y, the word insurance spelled out, .com. And that'll take you right to our website where you can get a quote, request a contact, you know, any of those ways.
Well, thank you very much, Brad. It's been a great show. We really appreciate having
Thanks
you on
for
the
having
air
me on.
Hope to have you back sometime.
I'd love to.
Maybe Dave Isaac will even be here, too.
That would sound great.
Well, it's good talking to you all out there. Thank you, and have a great day.
Found Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.